Good day and welcome to the Scout24 AG analyst call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mrs. Ursula Querette, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for making yourselves available on such a short notice. We shared some exciting news today, and although we cannot give you much more detail than what we stated in our press release, our CEO, Tobias Hartmann, and our CFO, Dirk Schmelzer, are both here to address any questions you may have. But before, Tobias and Dirk will quickly summarize the recent events for you. Tobias, would you please start?
Thanks, Ursula, and a warm welcome to everyone. I know it's late in the day, but thanks for being available again on such short notice. We're very pleased to announce today the sale of 100% of AutoScout24 to Hellman & Friedman for an enterprise value of approximately 2.9 billion euro. As you know, the transaction perimeter corresponds to the new AutoScout24 segment, which we outlined on our Capital Markets Day on 26 November, which means this includes not only AutoScout24 but also FinanceScout24 and Finanzcheck. This sale concludes an extensive strategic review of AutoScout24, which we initiated on August 13, early in the summer, and we believe that it's also underpinned by a very strong operating performance that we shared with the markets over the past couple of months and quarters. As part of this strategic review, we have thoroughly assessed the various organic and inorganic options available to us. But with Hellman & Friedman, the offer now, we believe that a sale of AutoScout24 is in the best interest of our shareholders to maximize long-term value. We believe we have found also the right new home for AutoScout24 with Hellman & Friedman, which is also in the best interest of our very committed and motivated employees, as well as our customers and consumers. So on the transaction itself, just some key highlights again, which we'd like to emphasize and share with you. So the transaction values AutoScout24 at a multiple of 26.1x the ordinary operating EBITDA of the last 12 months as of September 2019. This is the highest multiple ever paid for a scale online classifieds asset. We believe that today's transaction maximizes the long-term shareholder value with approximately greater than 10% premium relative to current AutoScout24 average broker sum of the parts valuation of 2.607 billion euro. This transaction supports the clear value creation journey we have started on 19 July when we announced our strategic roadmap. Since that date and until yesterday, our share price increased by 17%. If you take last week's close, the increase is still at over 11% versus +7% for the German market MDAX index. So with that, I'd like to hand it over to Dirk, and you may share some more information on maybe the proceeds.
I will do so. Thank you very much. Thank you also from my side for joining the call on such a short notice. When you hear us not being overly enthusiastic about the transaction, that has to do with the fact that we lack a little bit of sleep over the past two days, but I think that was worth the while. Of course, with this transaction, it is our intent to return capital to you as shareholders. Having said that, there are, as you know, various tax, accounting, legal, and procedural matters we have to take into consideration, and we started to analyze. Of course, any distribution will be subject to supervisory and, of course, shareholder approvals. So I cannot be more precise at this point in time, but overall, our intent remains to return capital to shareholders. We will do our best to determine and communicate quantum, form, and timing of those distributions in due course. But what I can tell you today is that in order to be compliant with existing debt covenants, we will use a certain part of the proceeds to repay existing debt. This is all I can say at the moment. I would hand over to Toby to give you a little bit more glimpse on the future of Scout24 as we see it.
Thanks. So not surprisingly, as a result of this transaction, Scout24 on its path forward will focus even more so on the remaining vertical and market-leading platform, ImmoScout24. We do know that there's plenty of headroom to grow, and there's plenty of good reasons why we will turn this growth into reality, which means that Scout24 will turn into a listed pure play, Germany-focused real estate classifieds player. We will therefore offer a very clear proposition to investors to participate in the ongoing digitization of the German real estate market with a clear and strong number one real estate network marketplace in Germany. As we had shared and presented during our last Capital Markets Day last November, let us just remind you why this is a very compelling story. We are the number one platform serving homeowners, obviously real estate agents and consumers in German real estate. We have today a by far leading value proposition, which is backed by unique localized data capabilities as well and paired with product innovation history. We have a long-standing track record of resilient growth and superior cash flow generation over the past 20 years, which speaks for itself. And we are, as a result of that, very well positioned to capitalize on market dynamics to increase not only monetization, but also significantly increase the total addressable market thanks to the multiple organic and inorganic growth levers. Last but not least, we think we have a fantastic team, and this is not talking about the management board, but about the teams underneath that we have reorganized and that have accelerated product delivery and execution, which obviously are more than ever before going forward dedicated to one vertical. So clearly, with the sale of AutoScout24, we have the opportunity to further act on our organic plan, which we outlined during our Capital Markets Day, and build this ecosystem for real estate in Germany. We will obviously continue to invest into the business, the technology, and also into our employees to drive the next phase of growth and innovation. And finally, I'd like to flip it back over to Dirk to talk about the reiteration of our guidance.
Certainly. Thank you very much, Toby. And before we come to Q&As, I would like to reiterate that our guidance for ImmoScout remains unchanged, and we continue to target between 6 and 8% revenue growth in 2020, and we also continue to work on a 65% ordinary operating EBITDA margin. Low teens revenue growth in 2021 with up to 60% margin, and low to mid-teens revenue growth in 2022 with up to 67% margin remains intact. Having said that, I would now like to take your questions.
If you wish to ask a question at this time, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will now take our first question from William Packer of Exane. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi there, it's Will Packer from Exam BNP Paribas. Thanks for taking my questions. Three, please. Firstly, if you can't comment, I completely understand, but is there any tax leakage from the deal? Could you just confirm? Secondly, you have a number of key members of staff that seem to operate across both IS24 and AS24, Ralph, Thomas, etc. Could you just confirm whether they're staying with IS24 or will they be joining the new entity? And thirdly, any updated views on using the proceeds for Mobile, or are you very committed to returning all the cash? Thank you.
I start with the easiest one, Will. It's Dirk here. since we are closing the transaction only in 2020, we don't expect significant tax leakage from the deal.
I'll take the second question, key members of staff. There are no changes to key members of staff. The management board stays intact. We think we have a handful of things to do. There's plenty of work to do for ImmoScout, and that's what we focus on and concentrate on. Proceeds?
Proceeds. I just said we, of course, return proceeds to shareholders. In addition, we outlined our strategy on various occasions. Lastly, on the Capital Markets Day, where we said that we want to go very deep in the existing verticals we are in. And as I just told you, we maintain our guidance on ImmoScout, and we also maintain our guidance on capital allocation priorities, which is if there is anything value-enhancing for the group that we find in order to deepen our vertical structure in the now real estate segment, we will continue to do so.
Thanks very much. Very useful.
If you feel your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. We will now take our next question from Nick Dempsey of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Good evening, guys. I have two questions. So the first one, during this whole process, have you had any financial buyers who are interested in purchasing ImmoScout as well during all your conversations? Second question, as the focus will now clearly be on Immo, can you give us a sense of whether your competitor ImmoVelt is showing any early signs of being more aggressive on price now that they're effectively under the ownership of KKR?
Hi, thank you for your question. It's Toby. Regarding your first question, obviously we did not ask for any potential offers, and this was not subject of a potential transaction for Immo, so hence we did not have any interest. The second question, I think we expanded on that quite a bit during our last results calls. It hasn't really changed since then. We are active competitors in the market. Obviously, we like competition. It makes us better. It makes us move faster. We think we have a superior offering, and this is what we are focused on, and we are actually accelerating in our product deployment. So no changes to our last results call.
Okay.
Welcome.
We will now take our next question from Marius Ferber of Warburg Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks for taking my question, and first, congratulations to the result. Maybe I have three questions. First one is, how much of the proceeds of the cost base optimization program should be attributed to ImmoScout? The second one, do you expect any effect on the non-operating items and DNA? And third one is, do you expect any one-off costs for stripping off AS24 in 2020?
Yes, certainly. Obviously, those questions are addressed at me. We said in the Capital Markets Day, if I recall correctly, that the savings that we achieve with our program are basically split 50-50 between the two verticals with a slight overhang to AutoScout, and we remain so. On D&A, we do not, of course, expect additional items from the transaction, following the transaction. And yes, there might be some one-off cost in conjunction with the transaction. We will be more transparent around these when we publish our annual results in end of February.
Okay, thank you.
We will now take our next question from Mark Josephson of Pareto Securities. Please go ahead.
Indeed, thanks for taking the question. You stress 2.9 billion as an EV. I think we had about 860 million with the 9 month figures in terms of cash, including pensions. A large part of that was for FinanceCheck, which is now going. Can you give us some idea in terms of how much debt goes out of the business with this transaction, please?
The sales price that we outlined is on a cash-free, debt-free basis, and the company will be sold at 100% cash and debt-free basis, and therefore we have only the usual deductions that you have in any transaction, which is net working capital and net debt adjustments. We will use the proceeds to decrease debt on and re-leverage on the Scout 24 level, on the holding level, and therefore no debt will go with the transaction.
Congratulations on the price.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you feel you wish to ask another question, please signal by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Lisa Yang of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I have a few questions, please. Firstly, is it possible to have a bit more guidance on how much of the proceeds will be used to repay the debt versus M&A and how much will be returned to shareholders, just like a rough approximation? The second question is, could we get an idea of the potential dis-synergies from selling all the Scout? Third one, do you reiterate the leverage target of 3.5 times for IS24 on a standard basis? And sorry, a very last one is, I'm just wondering, like, you know, as a result of, you know, a month of discussions about the strategy review, why do you think Hellman & Friedman would be a better owner of ES24 than Scout 24? Like, what can they do that you guys can't do? Thank you.
Okay. Thanks very much, Lisa, for that. We will revert in due course with the exact amounts that we are, based on the existing credit agreements we have with certain German banks, how much of that we will use for repaying of debt due to the covenants we have in the contracts with the banks. Second question from your side was, do we expect any dis-synergies? I think I outlined that already in the Q3 call when a similar question was asked, and the answer I given yet there is we expect a mid to low one-digit amount of dis-synergies from the transaction, and we stick to that. On the leverage target, I mean, we're talking about a closing of the business 31st of March, and I will revert in due course after agreeing with our supervisory board and also in the management team here on the new leverage target we're putting out and how we are managing to return capital to shareholders. On the last question, I hand over to Toby.
To your last question, why H&F is a better owner, the way we framed this up was we laid out that we would do a strategic review of all options available. We always had to go in and fundamental option, which is we own the business, we drive the business, and we create value. We've demonstrated that we can do that. We've done that successfully, and we've shared with everyone during capital markets what our plan looks going forward. Now, obviously, with a proposal and with an offer like that, we do believe that there's fundamental value created now and here for shareholders. That is a very attractive option, and that's why we came to the conclusion that it is the right thing to sell the business now. On a separate note, we believe that H&F is a great operator and industry expert and deeply familiar also with our company, which is a fantastic outcome for our employees and obviously customers and consumers.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press *1. We have no further questions over the phone at this time. Apologies, we do have a question from Giuseppe Coco of MECM More Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Just one quick question. Sorry, you mentioned on the one-off cost. And, I mean, is what's a good or sensible working assumption on like M&A fees and kind of restructuring costs that you expect to come about like with the transaction now that kind of we can put in our models?
Sorry, I cannot help you out with your models this evening. We will revert in due course when we have our annual results call by mid of February. But as I said in the beginning, there's not too much of dis-synergies you can expect and not too much cash leakage from transaction costs, which sort of would have a significant impact on the value of the company.
Okay, thank you.
call will be in March because preliminaries will be end of February.
Yeah,
and
I'm talking about the preliminaries. Yeah, I was talking about the preliminaries where we'll give some more guidance.
Yep.
Yeah, to clarify that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Once again, as a reminder, it is star one if you wish to ask a question. We have no further questions over the phone.
Thank you again for your time today. It was great to have you all on such short notice. Happy to share the news with you. Thank you.
And if you have any further questions, just call me or write me an email.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good Christmas. Bye-bye.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.